Are you ready to lose those love handles? Do you work hard to stay in shape and eat healthy, yet you can't get rid of stubborn fat? Now there's a clinically proven way to help you look slimmer without surgery or downtime. It's called Sculpture. Sculpture's innovative procedure destroys fat in just 25 minutes with visible results as quickly as 6 weeks. Sculpture sounds amazing, right? Check it out for yourself by clicking on the banner or go to goodbyefat.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. It's a beautiful night here in South Florida. It's a little bit of a lightning storm going on, so hopefully that won't affect us at all. I'm very excited tonight. We've got one of my new pop EDM. I was just turned on to her about a month ago, Ashley J. Ashley, I just love your music, and I'm so glad you were able to make it back to the show.
Yeah, Jamie, thank you so much for having me on, and I appreciate your kind words. I'm blessed to be here, and I'm a fan of your show, too. I've been listening ever since you had me on the first time, so thank you so much for having me back.
Yeah, I wanted to apologize, for the last show. It was, I don't know what was happening, but it was something on the recording side of it, and it was down the pipe for me, but we got it all worked out, and knock on wood, everything will be fine. And, of course, you know, if we were to have trouble, tonight would be the night, right? I'm like, I was telling my girlfriend, I'm like, I hope everything goes okay tonight. This poor girl, she's been on. Oh, man. Anyway, Ashley J, for those of you. Exactly. For those who don't know, Ashley J is a pop singer-songwriter, electronic dance music, and just a very, very cool girl. Or lady, I should say. Ashley, you grew up in Orlando, just up the way from us, and you've since moved to the Dallas area. Tell us about growing up in Orlando. Now, you were telling me before, and we're just going to play it like I don't know any of this stuff. So, Ashley, you did taekwondo and ballet, right?
Yes, that is right. As a kid, growing up in Orlando, besides Disney being a hobby, my four brothers and they decided to take taekwondo. And I, being the competitive person that I am, I wanted to do everything that they could do because I think I could have done it better, of course, you know, being the only girl or four boys. So I had my mom take me to ballet, and then right after ballet class, I would run down the plaza and switch into my Doe-Bok uniform, and I would do taekwondo with them, finally achieving my second-degree black belt in taekwondo.
Wow. And you were all limbered because you've been stretched out in from ballet and all that, right?
Oh, you were ready to go.
Made
classes definitely easier, with flexibility and determination, of course. And thankfully, it carried on into my adult years. I mean, I passed my teenage years. You know, I gained weight and got chubby, but thankfully, I found my groove back again in sports, and I've been good ever since. I've not lost my flexibility, thank goodness.
That's awesome. See, I was skinny as a bean pole for years and years and years, and you know, then I got old, and I don't know what happened, man. You know what it is I moved to Florida, and it's just I used to be pretty active. I would, you know, like walk every day and whatnot. And it's just so it gets so hot. I'm so lazy now.
Oh.
Hard to do it, man. It's hard to
now
do it. I can't get out. Is she still there? I hope we didn't lose her. See, I knew it.
I'm here. I can hear
Ashley.
You.
All right, she's there.
It's so humid so I hear you. I definitely understand that.
Oh, man. And I'm telling you, it's hard to be a little chunky in Florida. Ooh. I tell you something you never see down here either is goth kids. It's just too hot. They would melt. like everywhere else I've lived, I've seen them walking around. Not in Florida. you know.
Dude,
I don't know.
No, I will tell you. I will admit, I had a little bit of a goth phase myself in Florida, and it did not last
really?
Very long. Yes.
Really?
Very small. Very small
wow.
phase, but yes. Yes.
For those who don't know, if you haven't seen, well, if you're listening to our show, there's a picture of Ashley right there. And, yeah, you don't look the goth type, Ashley, I got to say, you know.
But no.
I guess, you know.
I'm definitely not.
It was a stain. Now, did you dye your hair black and all that kind of stuff and what have you?
Oh, gosh, no. No, no, no. My mom and dad would never, allow me to dye my hair ever. But I did wear, you know, I was in middle school, and I was really obsessed with bands like My Chemical Romance and Avenged Sevenfold, which I still do have a lot of respect for and still listen to today. But I just became part of this scene, and I, you know, had a little bit of a goth tendency. But I have since gone back to my normal self, but I still do listen to them, and they are still some of my favorite bands.
Well, you know, the as a fashion statement, man, it's just, it's a lot of work, you know? It's got to be a lot of work. Well, that's cool. Oh, I was going to ask you, actually, and, well, that's interesting because I'm a big fan of electronic dance music. I always have been. I used to do a lot of nightclubbing in my younger days, and it probably stems from that. But I love a song you can groove to, and I was curious to see if you were always drawn to that type of music that you're making now as well, or were you into other things? And I guess, well, you had a goth step, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've always loved and respected pop music. You know, I grew up listening to Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, Whitney Houston, Celine Dion, Christina Aguilera, NSYNC, Britney Spears, and pop. I've always loved pop. But I also listened to other genres. My dad used to play jazz when he was a kid, so I have a really high respect for, you know, jazz music and blues and R&B, of course, and country. You know, I used to play country music as a kid, and I started my career off in country before I switched over to pop. And so I've always respected all different types of music, and I've eventually grown inspired by all different types of music. I'd say I have a little bit of everything in my sound.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, you moved out to Dallas during your college years, right? So you did high school and all that here in Florida. And then headed west after school to go to university, right?
Right. I did do high school in Orlando, Florida, and graduated. And I first started my college career in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I did 2 years at a college up there. And then I ended up transferring to UNT in Denton, Texas. And that's where I ended up finding myself.
Wow.
So I have been here for the past 2 years, and I just graduated in December.
Wow. Now, did you study music when you were going to school, or something totally different?
You know, I didn't. I thought about studying music, but my ending goal, something I want to do years from now, is own my own record label. So I decided to study business law so that I could not only know
right.
the ins and outs of the music industry, but also as well as business and be able to work with contracts and different artists that I choose to sign later. So, yep, my goal was to own my own record label, and I studied business law.
Nice. One second, Ashley. Note to self, whenever you have a business entertainment law question, email Ashley J. I'm kidding, of course. I'm kidding. That's fantastic because so many, I mean, I've been doing the show about 3 years now, and I talk to a lot of, up-and-coming artists and what have you, and so often there's a whole business side to this business that they don't get. You know, it's I guess maybe it's not as glamorous or what have you, but yeah, I think that's definitely an advantage you have, understanding the business side of things, because a lot of people don't focus on that, you know, and it's terrible. Didn't mean to cut you off there.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. It was so important to me to know the industry, but to also, I'm very intuitive to how things are done, and I like, you know, I like knowing a plan, and I like knowing what I'm involved in. So for me, it was really important to be able to follow along in my own career and make decisions for myself, as well as taking guidance from others and being able to make decisions that will benefit me in the long run.
Right, right. Goals and planning, and see, and definitely an athletic work ethic. You know, she knows how to train, and that's awesome. Now, you say you have four brothers. Is anybody else in the family in the entertainment business?
No, I am the only one. Thankfully, I think that it would stress my parents out. But I mean, all of my siblings are super, super. I would say super attractive. You know, they could all be models. My little brother has got such a model-esque face. I really wish he would go after modeling. But so far in the entertainment industry, I am the only one. My brother, my second oldest brother, he is the director of the stadium for the Spurs, so he works with entertainment, but as far as being in the industry, I'm one.
I gotcha. Very cool. Now, the first single, we're going to play your fantastic single, Dare You. We're going to play that in a little bit. Your first single was Cali, and that did very well and everything. And are you, is the plan now to get an EP together, or are we just doing singles, which is, I think, fantastic. A lot of people do that now because the industry is so single-driven, you know what I mean?
Right.
What's the end game there, Ashley J?
I'm definitely moving towards making an EP or even an album and hopefully having it released by next year. And for me, you know, I've been just releasing singles for the most part, but I am looking to be more broad and kind of showcase my entire repertoire of what I have going on right now, and kind of making it like a theme for an album. So I'm thinking about doing an EP just to start off with and seeing how well that does and moving forward from there. But so far it's just been releasing singles, but I definitely have some more stuff planned up in the works.
Well, the reason I was asking was purely for selfish reasons, because I'm such a big fan of your music. I just want to hear more. And, you know, have you been out? Let me ask first. Are you out on, you've been, I'm over, ladies and gentlemen, at Ashley's website right now, ashleyj.net. And there's so much to see over here. It's a great, it's a fantastic website. We have a link up, and I'm clicking. I just was going to ask you, are you out promoting, you know, doing any touring and whatnot? And of course, right in front of my face is tour. So I click on this, and wow, you're going to Madrid. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you. I'm super excited. I have a ton of stuff planned out. My management team has done so well, and my PR as well, to kind of be able to help me on where different venues and locations, I guess you would say, I'm in demand for. So they have thankfully scheduled me some places, and I'm looking forward to playing Daria, and especially internationally, because that's just a huge compliment. So I'm also looking forward to you know, releasing a few songs about the tragedies that have happened in the past few months that I've dedicated to those, and just kind of, you know, getting my name out there and spreading and just playing music, which is what I want to do, essentially.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, are you some musicians, I always ask my musician friends this because it's just the answers always fascinate me. It's usually split about down the middle. Do you prefer, are you a studio lady, or do you prefer being on stage, or both? You like enjoy both equally?
I would definitely say both. You know, the beauty about being in a studio is you hear something, you're A, creating something for one, but B, you can go back and fix it. And if you listen to it after a few times, you can go back and say, you know, this really just isn't cutting it. I changed my mind, and you can do something different. It's your creative space. But then again, you get such an adrenaline rush being on stage. I love both of them. Ideally, I've done nothing but stage work, and in the past 2 years, I've done nothing but studio work. So I have had the best of both worlds, and I would say I love them both the same. Being in the studio, it takes more time and more patience, where being on set and on a show, you have everything already planned. So I like the I like the strictness and schedule of a show, but being creative is also one of my fortes. So I like them both, essentially.
Nice, nice. Well, it's definitely, you know, it's interesting, and it's cool the age that we find ourselves in with social media and just being able to, you know, get feedback. You know, you put a track out and, you know, 30 minutes later you're hearing from people from, you know, Italy and Madrid and, you know, all around the world and what, Brazil and stuff. That's pretty cool. Now, do you have people you try stuff out on first, like your like inner circle? I know some of my musician friends do that, and I was friends with somebody who used to send me a lot of stuff, and then I finally am like, man, I can't. You're sending me too much stuff.
You know, I really I trust my parents the most.
Mm-hmm.
My dad used to play music. That's not his career now, but he used to play music. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of look towards both my parents to see, you know, do you like this idea or what do you think about this? And, you know, of course they say they love it, but I've also had the pleasure of them being super honest and not just my parents who love everything I do. They do tell me like, that doesn't sound good or you shouldn't write that or you shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't say this or, you know, keep it like this.
Right.
That sounds great. You know, so they're very supportive and they're very, they give me great advice. Thankfully. So for me, I kind of give it to my parents and the people I work with in the studio, but for the most part, it kind of just sticks between me and the people I'm working on it with.
I hear that. I hear you. I, for years, with my father, I would always, and he wasn't in the art business and, you know, but he had been self-employed his whole life and very, astute business person. And I remember I would call him for business advice so often, and it didn't matter because he knew experience is a lot. You know what I mean? That's cool. That's. I'm so glad to hear that you have that type of support group around you because I think it's so important. You know, not everybody does.
Absolutely, I'm super blessed with an amazing family and a wonderful support system in my parents.
That's cool. That's cool. Now, so you just finished up school. Well, congratulations on that, man. That's got to be kind of a pressure relief, huh?
Thank you. It definitely is. Going to school was such an important decision because – I'm sorry?
Oh, I was going to say, especially with the load you were doing on there, man, that is – you know, art school was nothing, girl, let me tell you, you know.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
it was not
business law.
It really
geez.
Wasn't. It was not an easy path, I'll tell you. There were many moments where I came back in tears, like this is not for me. School is not for me. But you know, thankfully, I had my mom and my dad. Perseverance wins the day, which is wonderful advice from my father. He's always told me and my siblings, perseverance wins the day. You can accomplish anything that you choose to. So I've had the blessing of having that kind of support system in school. And it was something, and by my junior year, I ended up doing it for myself at the end of the day. You know, my
right.
first 2 years, I'm like, oh, I'm just doing this to please my parents. But by my junior year, I really was making a career decision. And it has helped me, since the day I graduated, I've used my degree. It has helped me immensely.
Well, and it's awesome. And it's, you know, gosh, I'm going to sound like such an old man now. You know, it's never a bad plan to have something to fall back on just in case. You never know, you know.
Absolutely.
Knowledge is always a good idea. Oh, man. I just had a flashback to many, many years ago being a kid and some grown up. Oh, I'm just going to be a famous painter. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm like, well, if that doesn't work out, why don't you learn something just in case?
No, absolutely. You know? I told myself that those who have a backup plan won't need one, and those who do not have a backup plan will. So for me, getting one was
exactly.
definitely a smarter idea, and it gave me a great business sense as well.
Outstanding, outstanding. Well, it's very cool, you know, and it shows in your work. Let's play "Dear Ya." It's such a good track. I want people to hear it. And I want to talk a little bit about the video as well. Here it is, everybody. This is Ashley J. Check this out. Dare ya.
I can see you're falling apart. The pieces of who you are.
listening to Ashley J. Get a clean copy of this track on iTunes or wherever you buy digital music.
Folks, that was Ashley J. Daria. I love it. It's a fantastic track. Fantastic track, Ashley.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you like it.
That's awesome. Now, you, this is available, ladies and gentlemen. It's out everywhere, wherever you buy digital music, iTunes and Spotify and CD Baby and all that kind of stuff, Amazon and everything. Right, Ashley?
Yes, you can find the song on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, and, of course, anywhere you can on my website, ashleyj.net.
Oh, it is. It is on her website. And, ladies and gentlemen, I always tell my listeners two things. If you have the opportunity, iTunes is great. I'm not putting any of that down and whatnot, but a little inside, behind the curtain, if you will, insight to the current music business. If you have the opportunity to purchase music directly from the artist on their website and whatnot, do that. Or, you know, pick it up at a merch, you know, on a merch booth, at a merch table at a show. The reason I
Absolutely.
Say that is the artist gets a little bit. Yeah, exactly. It helps out a little bit. They don't have to cut that pie up as much. And so that's cool. That's very cool, Ashley. Now, you have a fantastic website, too. I love it. It's I don't know who you have doing it, but buy him a Starbucks or something, or if it's yourself, buy yourself a Starbucks. I love
Thank
it. It's great.
You. Thanks. Yeah, it was amazing, you know, when they decided to put it together. I was flabbergasted. You know, of course, they asked me for my opinions and ideas, and, you know, they came back with everything I wanted and more. And when I finally, you know, hit AshleyJ.net, it was one of those surreal things. Like, oh, my gosh, A, I have a website, and B, it looks so cool. It moves, and it speaks, and you can hear, and I love it. I'm glad you like it, too.
It's awesome. And, folks, there also, if you scroll down, there's links to all of Ashley J's social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, YouTube, you name it. Ashley J is on. Except Pinterest. I don't see her on Pinterest, and that's okay. I have a sneaking suspicion she probably has a secret Pinterest account. You know, I do. But
I do have a secret Pinterest account. I just haven't been on it in a really long time.
I have to stay off of it because it has too many little cool projects. I wind up not getting anything done but building, you know, spice gardens out of pallets and stuff. That's terrible.
I know. I spend so much time on there, and then you see, I would find really cute pictures of puppies, and my phone finally became filled with 1,000 pictures of puppy dogs. I had to stop.
Well, folks, yes, add and subscribe and like and follow and all of that. And also, with the social media, Ashley J, so cool. Click the share button. You know, let your friends know about her too, because you know, she's definitely going places and whatnot, and just putting out really good, great stuff. Ashley, the big question I have for you, the big question of the evening. You know, are you playing that Pokemon Go game? That's it. You know, are you sucked up into that? Nope, I lost her. I lost her, folks. I lost her with the Pokemon Go. How about that? No, I don't know if she is or not. I was actually kidding. Let's try to get her back, and we'll be hitting buttons furiously as that happens. There we go. See, live radio. You got to live digital radio is what we should say. Anything can happen, and it usually does. And that's fine. We'll have her back just in 1 second here. And I want to thank everybody who's continually tuning in and whatnot and listening to the show. This is our, what episode is this? 418. 418 episodes. Can you believe it? I can't. I'm blown away. And we just consistently, keep chugging along. And it's all because of all you listeners. And that's very, very cool. It's very humbling. And I'm digging it, man. I'm digging it. Yeah, I don't know. I remember we started this about 3 years ago, and we've been going ever since. And I think I've got Ashley back now. Hello, Ashley. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yeah, right. There she is.
I think we did it. I think we jinxed ourselves tonight.
Exactly. Nah, it's not a big deal. We're back, and it's all fine. Hey, Ashley, I don't know if you heard me. Are you playing that Pokemon game that everybody keeps posting about on Facebook?
It's so funny you say that. My little brother, he has been debating on downloading himself. I have not been playing, and I have heard, really great stories, people finding love through this Pokemon Go thing. But I've also heard some tragic stories, like people getting mugged and robbed. I'm on the fence. I don't know. I heard people are falling into holes and tripping over dogs. So I have not. But it does take me back to when I was a kid playing Pokemon cards with my brother. So I've been debating, but I haven't made a decision yet.
Yeah, see, that was I was before that. That was before. What games did we play when I was a kid? I don't know, marbles, checker. No, I'm not that old. Not far from it, though. I asked just because it's all over my Facebook. I don't understand it. To be honest, the listeners probably know, I don't even use a phone. Like, I don't even have a phone. I have an answering machine. It's sad. It's just one more thing for me to carry around. That's why I don't use one. But and really, that's the only reason I'm lazy. But I see people. I just read an article where some gal put a job out. She's charging $20 an hour. And this is in New York, of course. And she finds the Pokemons for the people or whatnot.
What?
Is that amazing or what?
Well, is amazing.
Already making
money. She's probably making a killing.
Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of surprised when I read it. Crazy, crazy. Now, back to Daria. You, an off Pokemon, of course. With Daria, you made a video for Daria. How do you like doing that? Do you enjoy doing? I imagine you're an all around entertainer. You probably dig videos, doing videos and whatnot, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, it was my first video I ever done. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the most exciting things I have ever put out in my career. Kind of being there to witness all of the cool stuff happen behind the scenes. But, putting this idea together and seeing the aftermath of it, after the editing and everything's all done, after seeing it all compressed and together into a 3-minute video, it takes about 2 or 3 days to even film one. Just seeing it all together was, and it was just amazing. It's so cool to see your ideas and see your interpretation and kind of show it to people and let them think for themselves what they think, but kind of give them a little backdrop of what you were thinking while writing it. So it was just such an amazing experience, and definitely has, I think I, it's made me, it's shown that I have matured in my career. Definitely.
Let me ask you, I love music videos. I grew up, I'm a kid of the 80s. I grew up with music videos. I think they're just dynamite. When you filmed this video, did you have like a preconceived notion of music, doing a music video? Like, was it like what you imagined, or was it totally different?
No, it was, I mean, doing the music video, it was similar in the sense, I think as a little girl, and maybe even as, little boys, they think too about, they practice in their mirror with their hairbrush, and, or they practice in the mirror with a shampoo bottle or something rather. And you sing in the mirror and you're like, but that's more like an on-stage performance. I never really had a thought of a music video except for what I saw growing up as a kid, you know, routines and dances and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So literally maybe 24 hours before the video was shot, I was in my hotel room in Los Angeles, and I was just creating a dance to my song, and just something that I would do for the live performance part of it. And the storyline of the video was nothing like I even assumed, nothing like I had even projected or even had the idea for this song. I was kind of just told, this is what you're going to do for your music video. No one even asked me what I wanted, and it ended up turning out to be everything I could have wanted and more.
Awesome. Well, that's, it's a very great video. It's very, very fun, very cool. You know, it's out of sight now. And it's on YouTube, folks. You can watch it on YouTube. I think it's on Vimeo as well. There's a few different music video channels, but YouTube's the one I always go to. I don't know. I don't know any better. That's cool, man. That's cool. And you've got. I want to give a big shout out to the fine folks over at Miles High PR. They are phenomenal over there. And Miles High Productions, I should say. Francesca and everybody, the gang over there, out of sight. And I'm glad you're working with some cool people, you know. I've never heard a bad thing about them, and they seem right on it to me, you know. Good people.
Oh,
good
no,
people.
I don't think you'd ever hear a bad thing about them. They're I can't say the most nicest thing. They are amazing. I am so blessed to be working with them, and I'm very thankful that they're on my side and doing everything they can to help me in my career. I'm forever in debt to them. I have loved working every second with them and very happy to continue working with them. They're amazing. And Francesca, she's a doll. I absolutely adore her. She's like family to me. I love talking to her, and she's amazing. She's become a great friend.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. They, you know, folks, if you're in a band or an act or whatnot, and I don't know how that business works. I don't. We have a link up to mileshighproductions.com, and you know, if you need some people to do your PR, get a hold of them. They're really good. I don't even know. You know, I'm saying that, and you don't get mad at me if they say no, we're not taking on new clients right now, or you're not at that point right now, because that's not my business. I don't know it, but I just know they're good. I don't know. Maybe you have to do, you know, wash Francesca's car or something. Anyway, do whatever you got to do. Get her on your side, and you'll be thankful you did. Now, I wanted to ask you, Ashley, we talked a little bit when you were younger about you doing taekwondo and ballet and all that. Do you still do that type of workout, or do you work out or a different fitness routine, or is it still a lot of dance and martial arts?
Absolutely. You know, being fit and taking care of yourself and being healthy is something that's really helped me, not only in my career, but in my life in general, you know, with health and whatnot. I work out 2 hours every day at a minimum. Do you practice taekwondo? Yeah, and I used to practice taekwondo 6 days a week. I do not anymore. I do practice maybe about 3 to 4 times a week. And then every day I'm in the gym and I'll run. You know, sometimes I'll run for 13 miles. It's kind of like my thing. Is I hit the number 13 for some reason. But I do, you know, strength training and, you know, all of it. Squats and everything that you could possibly imagine. Yoga, I stretch, I do Pilates. So I am trying to always stay physically active. It's been one of my major goals. And it's helped me with, you know, even with recording, you know, holding your breath and keeping the right intonation and the right breathing practices. It's helped me immensely. And frankly, I have too much energy to not burn it off. So.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Very cool. Well, that's good. You know, and it's so true. It's, you know, it's funny when I started meeting a lot of professional musicians and whatnot and people that have been in the game a while, I was amazed because, you know, when you're a kid, you think it's just all, you know, everybody's just partying all the time and hanging out with models and flying around in airplanes. I was amazed at the amount of work, physical fitness speaking, that everybody had to do, you know? I mean, like, yeah, I'm on stage 200 nights a year, you know? I mean, it takes out of you, you know?
Absolutely. I've been looking at, you know, models now. They post on Instagram their workouts and whatnot. I used to think that, oh, they're so lucky they're born that way, but truthfully, they're not. You know, they work hard to have that physique, too, so it's definitely challenging, but worth it.
Well, it's their tool, you know. It's just like with your voice. I'm sure you take, you know, extremely good care of your voice and what have you, and your tools also, your body and what have you. Because, you know, I mean, that's what you need to work, you know. I mean, that's very important. That's cool. It's cool. I'm glad you know, coming from an athletic background, that had to have helped, you know, just to get you're used to working out 2 hours. Gosh, I think about that and my toes curl up. You know, 13 miles a day. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up athletic as a kid, and then, like I said, in my teenage years, I kind of fell off the wagon. You know, when you kind of go to school, you move away from certain things in certain areas of town, you move into a different place, and I just got kind of caught up in my own thing. And, you know, I wasn't the most athletic kid in my teenage years or even in high school. I just, you know, I was a little chubby, you know-ish. So I gained weight a little bit, and I've had the body of a woman since I was in the seventh grade. So it's,
wow.
I just kind of learned, yeah. And
That's the Taekwondo.
Well, I don't know, either that or the power of God. I woke up one day and I had boobs, and it was just the weirdest thing in seventh grade. I looked like a woman. And so it was interesting growing up that way. And so I found myself kind of more towards in college. I just decided, you know, this is not who I am. I was never happy with how I looked. And thankfully, I never resorted to any kind of illness or any kind of eating disorder. I just decided I'm going to change my life by being more active. And I knew all the things to do. It was just about doing them and eating right. And thankfully, I got on that path, and it's just become part of my routine to where I don't have to work as hard at it, but still working hard with it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, folks, there's a lot of wisdom there. If you're, and it's not just physical appearance. I mean, any aspect of your life, you know, I mean, there's a lot of wisdom there. If you're not happy with something, you know, you do something about it. You know, I mean, if you don't like where you live, the Greyhound bus leaves twice a day, you know, move somewhere.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I never had a problem with my body until someone said I needed to. I never had a problem with it. I always loved myself until people said something about it, like, oh, you know, you can lose weight here, or you can do that there. So I was always happy with myself until someone made me convince myself otherwise, and that's when I decided, oh, you're right. Well, maybe I don't look good. So I changed for me, finally. I waited until it was right by me, and then I changed for myself.
Right. Well, and that's when you're going to do it. You know what I mean? That with anything, you have to – you know, what do they say? I'm going to sound very California now. What do they say out west? Decide, visualize, and act. You know,
you gotta want to.
And you know, in the business you're in, also, you know, you have to. I tell people this all the time. They, young people, when they ask me, they're like, oh, you know, I want to do what you're doing for a living. You know, and you know, just paint all. I'm like, yeah, I want to do that too. You know, get ready for 16-hour days every day, and about four of them, if you're lucky, you'll be painting. The rest is business stuff, you know. And I'm sure it's the same with you, too, with your business. You know what I mean? You have to hustle. You have to keep that hustle on. And it's so important.
Absolutely. Determination is everything.
That's you know, I tell people that all the time. I'm like, you know, business cards are important. I always tell people, always get yourself some business cards. Best $20 you'll ever spend. And don't network, don't drink when you network. With you, you don't have to have that problem. But, man, well, you know what it is, Ashley, is you never know who you're talking to. You know what I mean? Or who they know, or who they're a brother of, or a sister of, or whatever. You know what I mean? You just never know. And,
well, absolutely. I mean,
you know.
You know, I typically don't drink to begin with. My my grandpa is in the process of passing away from pancreatic cancer, and unfortunately, in his more adult years, he had drank pretty heavily. He doesn't anymore,
right.
But it has unfortunately fed into the pancreatic disease, and I don't want to say that it gave it to him, because I'm not a doctor and I can't speak on that per se. But
I'm sure it didn't help, though, or didn't.
No,
you know,
didn't.
I'm sure it. You can't do that, you know, and I don't want everybody to think, I mean, because especially people who know me, man, they're like, really, you're lecturing people on not partying? Yeah, you know, I'll tell you a secret. People ask me all the time, they're like, because I used to, you really tie one on a lot. I used to do a lot of stuff. And you know, people ask me now, they're like, well, you don't do that so much anymore now. Did something happen? And I'm like, yeah, I got happy. I got into a happy place. you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's true. And it's so true. You know, it's people don't realize, you know, that, you know, alcohol changes you, not only for the moment, but I would say for life. You know, my first year of college, I will admit, I grew up in a very strict household. You know, my parents thankfully didn't beat me or anything, but, you know, they told me where I was going to be and what time I needed to be home. And if I was hanging out with anybody, I had to bring a brother along. So I did grow up in a very strict household.
I
never had a sleepover. And, but long story short, my first year of college, I still lived at home, and I found myself, you know, drinking on campus. And for the first year, after waking up, I decided, oh my gosh, a year has gone by. I don't even remember my freshman year, and I've gained 15 pounds. This is not for me. And and the day I turned 21, I spent it celebrating on the couch. I did not go out for a drink. I've already done my drinking. I was good. So it's not for me all the time. Okay.
Well, and you know, the good thing is it was only a year, you know.
Yeah.
Ashley, I've met people that it was 25 years. You know, that's
oh,
bad.
God. Oh,
you know.
Definitely.
Oh, I'm telling you. Hey, I'm so sorry to hear about your grandfather. You know, I thoughts and prayers and all that. Man, that's rough. That's real rough. Now, you were telling me before we came on the air, I don't even know if we should talk about this. You just got back from holiday, though. You headed out to Paradise for how long were you out? 2 weeks? A week?
Yeah, I was there for about 12 days. I was in Hawaii for 12
nice.
Days. Yeah, it was amazing. I've been to Hawaii many times with my family, but this one was different in the sense that we went to every single island. So now I can officially say I've been to every island in Hawaii, and I've been to every Costco created in Hawaii. I've hit that mark. My life is complete.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Is Hawaii the go-to place for your family? When everybody's like, come on, let's go. We're going to Hawaii.
Yeah, you know, yes and no. That's a great way of putting it. We travel a lot, and we travel extensively, and it is just one of many places I've been. But it is a place that we are also familiar with. It's a place that we kind of unload and kind of restart our batteries, and there's so much going on right now, especially with my grandpa and my family. It was just a time where we took to release all of the negativity and bring in positive vibes, and we came back newer people. So it was a great experience, of course. And it was a little bit different. You know, usually we stay for 3 or 4 weeks in one place and on one island. And this time we decided to be a little bit busier and hop every island. And it was awesome to be on a schedule and be able to see all these different things and all that Hawaii has to offer from different islands. It was definitely awesome. It was a trip to remember, for sure.
Outstanding. Outstanding. You know, it is, I'm a big believer. I think because we work so hard, it is nice. You're absolutely right. If you can recharge those batteries. Matter of fact, tonight before the show, me and my girlfriend Danny were talking, and she has, believe it or not, this is a very strange occurrence, 2 days off in a row from her job. And she manages I don't know if you've heard of Ulta Makeup. It's like a makeup store, Ulta, and she runs one of those here. Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, anyway, she got the 2 days off, and she says, hey, why don't we go up to Disney World for the day? And I'm like, you know, absolutely. I could definitely use a Disney weekend. We're doing that this weekend. I'm telling you.
Have a lot of fun.
Oh yeah. I'm a big Disney convert. When I first moved to Florida, which was only a couple years ago, I had never even been to. Well, I think I went to Disneyland when I was a little kid, like a little bitty kid years ago, and I thought Disney World was kind of like a state fair type deal, you know, with a Tilt-A-Whirl and, you know, funnel cake and whatnot. I didn't know. I was very wrong on that. she took me up there, and we were there for I don't know a couple hours, and I'm like, oh yeah, we need to get those annual passes now, and that needs to happen. do Disney pretty well, you know. We're up there quite a bit. But you do you make a very good point. When you work real hard, you have to take a break every so often, and I think that's important.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, speaking on Disney, I grew up in Orlando my whole life. My mom would take us out of school during the day or during the week, and she'd take us.
Nice.
You would learn one more at Epcot in one day than you would a whole week in school. So she would take us out all the time. You know, having Disney in my backyard kind of gave me, I like to say I don't appreciate it as much as others do, but when you're away from it, you definitely miss it at times. There are a lot of times I wish I could go over there and walk, but I do not miss the crowds of people. I do not miss the humidity at all.
I hear you. Well, hey, it's about that time. I'm going to close the show out. I'm going to play Daria again as we close the show out. But I want to tell everybody before I do that, once again, Ashley J's website is outstanding, folks. It's ashleyj.net. We have a link up. It's A-S-H-L-E-Y, the letter J.net. And I suggest you get over there and like and follow and, you know, attach yourselves on all of her social media so you can keep up to date and all of that with everything. Ashley, thank you so much for being on the show again. I really, really appreciate it.
No, thank you so much for having me. I have always had such a good time with you, and thank you for rebooking me so that I could come and talk to you and your viewers. I had a wonderful time.
Oh, okay.
I hope to talk to you.
Absolutely. And not to put any pressure on you, Ashley, I can't wait to hear a new single. So, you know, and have you back. So
me
too. There, girl. I'm kidding.
No, keep
What's
going.
Fantastic.
I'm working on it, I promise.
Outstanding. Folks, this will be converted to a podcast and be up on all the social media and iTunes and all of that. If you are listening to this on iTunes in the future, hello from the past. Thank you. And do me a quick favor, hit the ratings and review. That puts us at the top of the page. That's where we like to be. And everybody's happy when you do that. Hey, we will be back tomorrow night. We've got a fantastic country singer on tomorrow night, Cody Webb, and you guys are just going to love him. Ashley, thanks again, and have a super night.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I do look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you again for having me.
Awesome. We'll see you soon. Good night,
okay.
Everybody.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rock Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harperley Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harperley Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleyjewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Roxx here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierox.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget, and, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
The deals are getting hotter during the Deer Days of Summer. Get 0% financing for 60 months on all John Deere compact tractors. Plus, get a best-in-class 6-year powertrain warranty at no additional cost. Hurry in today for the hot deals of summer. Offer ends August 2nd, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
I want a room for scrapbooking.
Definitely a man cave.
Finding your dream home can be exciting, but it's also highly competitive. Getting there quickly can mean the difference between owning the home of your dreams and settling for second best. Owners.com gives you free access to the latest MLS listings, plus exclusive for sale by owner properties that other brokers might not show you.
I love our new home.
The outdoor rain shower is epic.
It's your dream home. See how you might save thousands with Owners.com. Savings will vary and are not available on all properties. Other limitations apply. See Owners.com for more.